Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Hi, everybody, and welcome. Got a whole bunch of keyboards around me. Why? Keyboards stacked up everywhere. The whole entire crew here at Auto World. Oh, yes. They all did it. Yes. Oh, yes. Well... the lady that keeps my seat cushion warm before I get in here. She sits here until I get in here. I appreciate it. Seat cushion Susie. She's here in the house. Thank you. Appreciate it, seat cushion Susie. Bringing all these keyboards in. Why? I'm sitting in the CyberWire studio today, away from the greasy garage, because it's Cyber Monday, Cyber Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You're all sitting here buying your automotive gifts for Christmas on the computer, and that's good. So much dust in these keyboards is crazy. Get yourself a can of compressed air. They sell it. I think Staples has a little self-plug there to Staples. Yeah. It's a good little auto world tip. We all look at our computers at all times. We're all sitting in our keyboards. You can buy those little air compressed cans, folks, and spray out the dust. Keep those keyboards looking good. Make sure you got a mask on before you start spraying air, though. Hey, today, welcome into the CyberWire studio. Today, on Auto World, I have for you the first in residual value, the brand that is first in residual value. That means customer loyalty. You've turned in the cards. You've answered what the manufacturers have asked you to do. J.D. Power, they've been doing this study now in its fifth year. You're going to find out who's number one on the list. I'll go on down the list from there. Or do you want me to go up? You want me to go up? Okay, I'll go up the list and go to the top. Okay, EVs, we've talked about them, electric vehicles, but we haven't really talked about battery recycling. Off air, behind this, when I'm not behind the silver microphone, I have a lot of you asking me about, you're not happy about the recycle word hasn't been talked about when it comes to EV batteries. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about it today here on Auto World in this hour. About EV battery, they're going to be retiring. The batteries will retire to solar farms to power your house. So we'll get to that today here on Auto World. And I have for you again some more traffic light trivia. Why? Well, because you could be seeing another light bulb added to your electric stoplight. Some of you might call it an electric stop sign. The white light. A fourth light's on its way. Maybe, maybe not, but there has been a study that proves stoplights need a fourth color. You're going to find out why right here on Auto World, right in the CyberWire studio. And, oh, yes, I have for you the least American-made truck. So I have the most fuel-efficient truck for you, too. We're going to blend that all together. But right now, you are the star of the show. I want to hear from you through emails and through Facebook messaging. Thanks for following me on Facebook. We're maxed out there at 5,000 friends. Facebook won't let us have 5,000. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Also, we have the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Chop in over there every so often. Take a look what we put up. We do put a little bit of things up there before the show every single week. And throughout the week, I might sneak one in there for you, too. Instagram is Auto World Media. That's the address of Instagram, if you do Instagram by any means. Auto World Media, and that is the same as my website, autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com, that's another way, too. I want to remind you, you can always look right there. The little red bar shows you to listen live there. And also, we have the podcast bar, the little red podcast at the very top. You can click there, and you can go back and listen to whatever hour, whatever minute, whatever, you know, show, what weekend, day you want to listen to. It's all right there. Just enter in the date. 855-660-4261 is my number since 1992. It hasn't changed. So I'm also on LinkedIn. My name, Mark Evans. little bit of housekeeping there for us. So right off the bat, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to be going into the email bag this hour for sure. I like to do that. Sitting in for Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of your emails, is my PR director, Bobby B. Esser. Good to have you along. He's on the left. Hey, high five. Thank you. He's sitting here to the left of me. And we have Seat Kish and Susie in the house, keeping my seat warm when I leave for a break. I appreciate it. And, of course, I cannot forget the gentleman who gets me to the, well, to the Auto World Plaza every single week. We've got Slide Him In, Slide Him Out, Sammy. Thank you. Appreciate you. He's in the house, too. Got the whole house. It takes a lot of you to make this keyboard studio work, huh? Yeah, okay. So, let's get right to this. Four stoplights. Well, don't we have enough to look at while we're driving? They say there's like 6,000 things we look at constantly while we're driving down the road. Now, I do believe that some of you might be drinking your coffee and fiddling with the things in your glove box. And then, you know, come on. No, let's drive. 10 and 2, that baby. Sit back, relax, and drive. Look out the windscreen for you folks listening over in Australia. Thank you. Appreciate it. But, yeah, you got to drive. But now, well, a brand new study proves stoplights need a fourth color. White. That's right. Why? Well, because of what's happening to all of us in our today's world. We have as many... there's more self-driving cars entering the roadways around the world today, folks, and many aspects of the driving could change forever with self-driving automobiles. And, of course, more electric cars, EVs, and autonomous vehicles, AVs, are already leading the engineers to figure out that they're going to need to implement electric roadways. City planners in our cities that we all sit and live in right now, the planners, they're designing dedicated lanes for AVs, autonomous vehicles, and now the humble traffic light is next on the list for the makeover. That's right. Dawning age of self-driving car transportation. Engineers from North Carolina State University are proposing the addition of a fourth light, the white light, as they like to call it. Its function would be to alert humans, you and I, to simply follow the car in front of them. White light, just follow the guy in front of you right through the intersection. Well, that's because to leverage the full potential of the autonomous cars means to also embrace their ability to act as kind of like a beehive mind. Yeah, go in a beehive group, right? Yeah, that's what they're saying here in this study. Essentially, computers on wheels is what they are. These cars can network with both the traffic light and other nearby self-driving cars to help ease traffic delays and increase fuel efficiency or electricity efficiency, no matter what you're driving, EV or gas. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Granted that some of the traffic flow control to the AVs is a relatively new idea, called the mobile control, and they're saying that to incorporate the white light concept at intersections, it would cause a major delay in remodeling these sites to get the light in there, of course. Yeah, where's all the old stoplights going to go? Are they going to be able to? No, they're not going to add another light. They're going to put a new whole entire new electric stoplight in with the white light on the very bottom. But here's what it's supposed to do. It's important to incorporate the white light concept at intersections because it tells you and me, human drivers, what's going on. So we know that all we're supposed to be doing is to be following the car in front of us through the intersection when the white light's on. For example, the traffic signal operates as normal. You got the percentage of self-driving cars at the intersection is very, very low. But when the number increases, the white light signals to all of us human drivers that the robo-motorists have assumed control and to simply follow the car ahead of you. Because it is actually a robo-motorist. White lights, intersections. One more light to look at. What do you think? What's your opinion? Is there going to be more accidents on that white light trying to follow each other? Whew, I don't know. Your opinion, 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. First in residual value from J.D. Power.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This thing is running great.
Yes, oh yes, one on the foot, on the gas, one on the brake at a four-way stop. Who goes first? You're at a four-way stop. Forget about the stoplight and four light bulbs on the stoplight. Come on. What about those four-way stops? Don't we just love it? A little bit of foot on the, your foot on the brake, a little bit of foot on the gas there, and off you go, huh? Who goes first? Who goes second? Who goes third, fourth, etc.? A little, well, a little traffic light trivia for you today here on Auto World. Why was yellow chosen for traffic lights? Yellow, you know, that one in the center, you know, below the red, folks, and above the green. Why was the yellow chosen for traffic lights? Yellow has a shorter wavelength than red, but a longer wavelength than green. This means that red is visible the farthest away. Yellow in the middle, and green is the least distance away. A very helpful advance warning for needing to slow or stop. We can see red farther away. Put the brakes on! There it is, your traffic light trivia for today on Auto World. Now, I promised you last hour, and I didn't get to it, so let's get to it here. This trivia is for the guys. Gals will get a good laugh out of it. This is the truth, folks. Guys, listen up. The exhaust frequency of the Maserati is 333 hertz, which is a frequency level that is supposedly stimulates the sexual arousal in women. 333. So I think I just sold a few Maseratis, huh? You guys are going to go out there and get that Maserati? Why not? A little fun for us today on Auto World. So, okay, so overall, the whole entire reason you buy a vehicle is probably for resale, right? What? No? You don't want, don't you want to have a good vehicle? Yes, but don't you think about resale or the loyalty of what your friend, neighbor, and relatives are buying? Well, the loyalty is a big thing, residual value. Well, J.D. Powers, folks, they did it. Again, it's been going on for 5 years, and they have a little survey that goes on for first and residual value, customer loyalty. Yeah, they actually do study on it to find out the consumer. You're looking at getting behind the wheel of something that might be, are you loyal to the brand? Are you loyal to the model of the brand? Why should you even be loyal? Do you care? Do you send in the little remark cards to the dealer? Do you tell the dealer, I really like it? Do you? No, a lot of you do not. In fact, it shows that a lot of us, all we do is talk bad about our vehicles if we don't like them. Or a problem with our vehicle we talk bad about to our neighbor or our best friend or our wife's husband's or significant other, etc. Well, I'm going to start at the top. Let's do the top. The highest ranked brands in customer loyalty and has the first and residual value. So the very first and residual value, all because of you, the consumers, is Porsche. Ranks highest among premium brand car owners for the second consecutive year with a 56.8% loyalty rate. Number two, now this is the premium brand cars, Mercedes-Benz comes in at 50.5%, which ranks second. Now, the Volvo ranks highest among premium brand SUV owners with a 56.5% loyalty rate. Who comes in second? BMW with 56.1% ranks second, of course, in the premium brand SUV. This is a study done by J.D. Powers. They've been doing it for 5 years. Now, Toyota ranks highest among the mass market brand car owners for the second consecutive year with a 60% loyalty rate. Coming in second is Honda at 55%. See why I asked you to get a pen and paper and pencil out? Because I'm giving you some brands and some numbers that mean everything to all of us, because here's what your next vehicle will be with brand loyalty. Subaru ranks highest among mass market brands SUV owners with 61.1% loyalty rate. And then Toyota's knocking right at the door at 60.5%. That comes in second in SUV owners. Ford ranks highest among truck owners for a second consecutive year in the J.D. Power study with 64.6% loyalty rate. The highest loyalty rate in the study, Toyota. 60.4%. Now, the study, it's been 5 years. 5 years for J.D. Power to do this. Customer loyalty is based on the percentage of vehicle owners who, you, choose the same brand when trading in or purchasing your next vehicle. That's how they come up with it. Sales of new vehicle franchise dealers qualify also. The study includes brand loyalty across five segments: premium car, premium SUV, mass market car, mass market SUV, and truck. They calculate it. It goes on for a year. They calculate all the sales that's been done, all the trade-ins that's been done, and this is how they come up with what I just pointed out to you. And again, another reminder, you can go back to my website, AutoWorldMedia.com, AutoWorldMedia.com, and hit the podcast there, and you can go right back and see where Volvo came in, Toyota came in, Subaru came in, Ford, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, etc., the percentage rates. This is all about loyalty and first and residual value. So when you decide, and the car companies know this too, I visit with them, talk to them about this. They tell me right up front, if we can get you, the customer, you, me, Mark, to buy our brand, whatever brand it might be, once you get in the driver's seat, once you experience it, you will end up not only keeping that car, but they state that you will be buying another one of their cars, which is their brand. So this is one of the biggest reasons why, in fact, the car companies have a whole bunch of different models out there for you to buy. And I'm one of them. We've got two of the same brand. It works. I like it. The drive, the ride, and it gets right down to being an automotive technician, ASC certified master technician, folks. 47 plus years, I'm going to be saying 48 here pretty soon. But the truth is the truth, and this gets right back to, do I have time to fix my own cars? Do I want to repair my own cars? No, I do not. Oh, it's email time. So you want to think about it. Do you really want to have your vehicle in the repair shop at all times and spending green money? No! I heard that Oogahorn. Thank you. My PR director is right there with us today, Bobby Besser. We're going to come back and go into the email bag and take more of your emails at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. 855-660-4261.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Bad weather could hamper post-Thanksgiving travel.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So far, more than 200 flights delayed, more than 20 canceled across the country, Those numbers expected to rise as the weekend rolls on. Utah, for example, could see more than a foot of snow.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
Can't get my keyboard to work. I'm trying to order something right now to buy something. I'm sitting here in the Cyberwire studio here in the Auto World Plaza, and I can't get the keyboard to work. Huh? I hate it when you spill the Coca-Cola on the keyboard. Welcome back to Auto World. Yes, isn't that crazy? Your Auto World is always something to do with the keyboard. Computers. Computers in your cars. The money light, or better known as the engine light. The ABS light. It's all run off computers. Careful. When putting a Coca-Cola in the center console and spilling it on your gear shift. That little gear automatic shifter, that, you know, that stick thing that sticks up, folks, it's electronically controlling your transmission, and it goes up to your brake pedal, and it's hooked to your ABS brake system. Oh, is that why I had to put my foot on the brake in order for it to shift? Yes. But it also goes into the main hard drive of your main computer. And you smell the smell, or do you hear the sizzle of the water and the Coca-Cola that was just spilled on the gear shift, causing the main computer to burn out? Ouch. Again, a reminder, if at any one point in time your vehicle heads north really fast, that means forward, and you have no control over it, turn the key off or push that start button. Yeah, start and stop button. Push it. It's going to be about a 6-second push, folks, unlike the normal turn off. You know, you just tap it, touch it, it turns the engine off. Push it for roughly 5 to 6 seconds. Just freeze to the, like you freeze to the brakes because the car's taken off, freeze to the button all the way down. CyberWire studio today. Good to be here with all these keyboards around me. The smell of electricity. Be careful about buying things today and tomorrow. Cyber Day is every day, isn't it? And right now it's time to give you the most efficient truck there is. The best fuel-efficient truck. This comes to you from Consumer Reports. It comes to all of us. Consumer Reports. The Ford Maverick Hybrid pickup is the best fuel-efficient truck there is on the market, according to Consumer Reports. The Ford Maverick Hybrid, the pickup, four-door, it features a 2.5-liter hybrid engine, ranks high for the best fuel-efficient truck over all of the competition. The contenders, it completely wiped them out for being the best fuel-efficient truck. Now, it has an automatic, I was just talking about the automatic transmission, an automatic continuously variable transmission, CVT, which provides seamless shifting using electronics, folks, electronics. Which this CVT results in a smoother, seamless shifting, which gives you a smoother acceleration, and that all in all gives you higher fuel economy. Here are the numbers. Consumer Reports, thank you for giving us this information. It helps us decide if we want to buy a Ford Maverick four-door compact truck, or maybe the full-size F-150, or go over to the Ram. Remember, they're dropping the V8 and the Ram. They're bringing the Hurricane I-6 in. Here's the numbers for this. Ford Maverick Hybrid, folks. 42 miles per gallon in the city. 33 miles per gallon on the highway. Those are the numbers. This has been the honors they get as the best fuel-efficient truck today. The 2024 Ford Maverick Hybrid with a 2.5-liter hybrid engine. Wowza. Pretty good numbers. What I'm impressed with is the CVT, how smooth, seamless shifting, how smooth on the acceleration. Now, I'm going to use that as our next step into the Auto World tip file. The Auto World tip file. Folks, if your vehicle, you haven't had a tune-up for a while because you heard that, in fact, you can go 100,000 miles before you even need to replace a spark plug. Wrong. Parts wear out. You need to take, not right now, right after the show, take your vehicle out, get it up to operating temperatures. You know, look at your temperature gauge, make sure it's where that needle's usually sitting, temperature-wise, up to operating temperatures. And I want you to just not mash the go pedal, but I just want you to gradually get into it with the go pedal. And I want you to have your vehicle, your car, your truck, I want it to run smooth. I want it to shift into the next gear smooth. I don't want no clunks. I don't want any misfiring. I don't want it, if you feel any shuddering even, you'll feel it in the steering wheel. Sometimes you even feel it in the foot. I've had customers come in with so much shimming in the foot on the floorboard. It's like, pull this thing over. The smoother your vehicle is, like Consumer Reports is reporting about the Ford Maverick Hybrid, how smooth it is on acceleration and also on the shift pattern. You want the same thing. If you have a smooth running automobile, your gas mileage will go up. Now, at the same token, I also want you to, every week, this is an aspirin for your car. Every week, I want you to go get up to operating temperatures and get on a road that's 30 miles an hour, 35 miles an hour. Mash it. Push the go pedal all the way to the floor. I want that transmission to shift down in a lower gear, and I want that intake to suck that air down, causing a vortex. That will literally, yes, it'll sandblast the carbon out of that system, out of that fuel injection system, and also make that goo that's in the automatic transmission get through those valves, that waste gates. Those waste gates will open and close. It'll shove that goo into that transmission filter. You will get better fuel economy. And the best thing of it all is that your catalytic converter will not be plugged up. It won't have a chance to ever get plugged up because the exhaust air is coming out of there at a high speed, causing the hydrocarbons to get an exit and clean that system up. Here recently, in the last couple of weeks, I had two customers, we had to replace their catalytic converters. Why? Because there was no power. Zero power. No power. Push on the go pedal and the vehicle did not want to go. I had one actually towed in because when that gentleman did push on the go pedal, the gas pedal, the accelerator pedal, the excitement pedal, whatever you want to call it, it went to 10 miles an hour and stopped. Done. Catalytic converter was plugged. So you once a week give your automobile a aspirin, and that's what I call is mashing the go pedal at 30, 35 miles an hour, get your shift down, and then let off, hit the brakes, and you're done. Once a week. Then you will not be going into the automotive repair shop for a tune-up or a catalytic converter replacement for, what, $1,200, $1,400 plus? They're a different price, but throughout the listening audience here. But, yeah, talk about accelerator. Well, we are. Kia America has a system they call Accelerate the Good. And that is all about St. Jude's Hospital research, folks. They've been doing it for quite some time, and they've done real well. Kia, thank you. Let's give them a hand. For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each one eligible Kia vehicle sold. So when you buy a Kia vehicle, folks, some of that money, or lease a Kia vehicle, some of that money will go into the fund to support St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This started every year, starts in November, all the way through January, through the first year, January 2nd. The minimum they have actually gathered off the sales of their Kias is $1.5 million donation as part of Kia's ongoing support. $1.5 million. Now, here last year, they're looking for $1.5 million this year. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. The season of giving back is called the Accelerate for the Good. Thanks, Kia. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. When we come back, the email bag is waiting. We'll be right back from the CyberWire studio. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Road 66.
Ooh, it's an email time. Filling in for Eddie, the engine emailer, taking care of the email bag. We got my PR director, Bobby Biester, sounding the horn. Thank you, Bobby. I'll get in here and see if I can... That PR director, he's quite a BSer. There's an email right there. God dang it, I got so many. I'll get to your emails, folks, throughout the week, next week here, coming up. It'll be by Wednesday. You'll hear from me for sure. So thanks for your patience. I appreciate that. And again, thanks for tuning in here to Auto World every week and every hour. Again, reminder here, a podcast. Please do go back. We've got recalls there every week. In this last hour, we had the Jeep Wrangler, by the way. So, podcast, how do you do that? Just go to my website, autoworldmedia.com. You'll see the red bar that says Auto World, the podcast there. So, good. Okay. This one I can read on the air. This is Paula in New York. Awesome. We have also, too, I can read this. But if you do not want me to read your email on the air, and Eddie puts it in the email bag because he goes through the emails and tries to get the ones that might stump the chump here, and I'm the chump. So, but yeah, just tell him there on the top, and don't read live on the air, and I won't, but I'll still help you for sure. So if you'd like to share your phone number with me too through email, I'll call you. And, or again, shout out to you, to all the repair shops, transmission shops, brake shops, tire shops, body shops too. I'm certified in quite a few certifications there, folks, and all that. So 47 plus years, getting ready to say 48 here pretty soon. But absolutely free consulting throughout the week. So if you don't understand the mechanical jargon, I call it, at your repair shop, tire shop, training shop, brake shop, then give me a stream on email, autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and send me the phone number to the shop, and I'll represent you at no cost. There's no cost, period. I don't ever ask for a credit card or anything. I just want to help you and make sure that your shop is understanding what, you know, you understand, and that you understand what they're trying to say, and I'm kind of the person in the middle there. And also, you could call me the insurance adjuster, too, if you want. I mean, I adjust the numbers on the repair side for you. And I have never had one, really, that's been the right price, meaning it's a little bit too high. And so I kind of get with the shop and say, hey, come on, I can look up the part at the parts store, too. I have a commercial accounts at all the big parts stores, and I can go right in and look at it. I'm not trying. I want them to be in business for you, but I don't feel it's fair that they should mark up your part prices, you know, 60, 70, 80%, et cetera. So we'll save you money throughout the whole entire your auto world life that you have. So let's get to this email from Paula. Hi, Mark. Listen to you for your first 2 hours here in Auburn, New York on AM 1590. Then I go to your website for the hour three. Thanks for that. Oh, no problem. Paula, I appreciate that. Thank you. I've learned so much from you over the years and have saved money. Always asking my mechanic to send me a picture of the problem area. Thanks for that tip, Mark, and the money savings. Have a great holiday season, Paula, in Auburn, New York. Paula, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a great way of ending the week here in Auto World. I appreciate it, Paula. Thank you. Appreciate that. Here, let me give you a hug. There's your hug. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in Auburn, New York, and that would be Finger Lakes News Network. That's right, folks. Finger Lakes News Network, WAUB, AM 1590, Auburn, Weedsport, Seneca Falls, Clyde, New York. Good to have you along, for everybody. I appreciate it, and all the folks listening around and outside the towns there, and some of the towns, we only have an hour. Appreciate you all being here for the 2 hours. And thank you, Paula, for going over to Auto. There is our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Appreciate it. Again, Paula, thank you. 3 hours. Appreciate you going to AutoWorldMedia.com to get the third hour. Appreciate you being here. And that boy, I love hearing that you're saving money. That's what it's all about. And understanding about... And your shops, folks, again, the shops are actually, a lot of your shops, thank you, shops out there are listening because, you know, they don't want to talk shop on their day off. But I'm so lucky that they are tuning into Auto World and that we're really not talking shop. We're just helping everybody. That's the key, is communication. If we don't understand what the repair shops, the training shops, the brake shops, the tire shops, the detail shops, see how many shops there are? Yeah, a lot of divisions on that automobile. You don't need to understand all of it, or any of it. Just tune in every week right here to Auto World, and thank you for that. Coming up, Word with Mark. But right now, folks, EV batteries, where are they going, really? Are they retiring somewhere? You're wondering about it. So maybe you're not wanting to buy an EV automobile because you're concerned about the battery life. And you're concerned about once you buy it, where is it going to end up at? Well, here it is, folks. Millions of EV batteries could retire to solar farms. Yeah, in Southern California. Well, there's a... Let me just put it where it's at. There's a 20-acre parcel outside the teeny Southern California town, and it has a 1.5-megawatt solar farm. Uses the sun's rays to slowly charge nearly, at this time right now, 600 batteries in nearby cabinets at night. When energy demand rises, that electricity is sent to the grid to power homes with clean energy. Homes where you and I live. Yeah. To make renewable energy from the intermittent sources like solar and wind available when it's most needed. It's become more common to use batteries to store the power as it's generated and transmitting it later at night. But one thing about this facility, 20-acre facility, it begins operations this month. It's that new, folks. The batteries, the EV batteries, sending energy to a grid once powered electric vehicles. Yep. The SEPV facility, it's located about 2 hours northeast of Santa Barbara, is the second hybrid storage facility opened by BTU Storage Solutions. That's right. It's called BTU Storage Solutions. Its first facility, just outside Los Angeles, uses 1,300 retired EV batteries from Honda Clarity and Nissan Leaf EVs to store 28 megawatt hours of power, enough to power about 9,500 homes. So, the facilities are meant to prove the feasibility of giving EV batteries a second life as a stationary storage before they are recycled. So, think about it. You have a place now to take your EV battery once it's been all used up. It's working. Two facilities, more to come. 20 acres, the second facility here. First facility is 10 acres. To power 9,500 homes. That's 600 EV batteries. So what I see here, my opinion, they're growing leaps and bounds to retire EV batteries, and they need them. They need your EV batteries, which in fact, EV batteries are lasting quite a long period of time. And with that, they're going to be hungry for more because we need those retired EV batteries, especially in California and in Arizona, to be able to recharge to give you power at your houses there. I know the source of water there, Hoover Dam, etc., is going down. We've talked a little bit about that. So I don't know if they're going to be able to get enough EV batteries to retire to produce enough power. That could be another problem on that side of the hubcap problem. Coming up here in December, folks, I've got the gentleman that runs Hemmings Motor News is going to be joining us live. They purchased some parts and pieces, and they were at SEMA this year in October, the end of October there, right in Las Vegas, SEMA, Special Equipment Manufacturing Association. They built a very special truck, and I'm going to be talking with Thomas about that for a full hour, a second hour of Auto World, coming up in the middle of December, and more interviews to come. But stay tuned. Every week, and in order to stay in touch with me, Facebook it. It's time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
The word this week is thankful. Folks, fill in the blank. I'm thankful for you to be here, my family, and health. Thanks for being here. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I made some way.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.